From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, May 19th. Coming up, the pandemic forced many drag performers in central Illinois to change the way they perform, with some taking their shows online. We'll find out what they're doing as live shows begin to return in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A lawsuit filed by 22 Illinois school districts alleges Governor J.B. Pritzker is not doing enough to emphasize spending on education. The state Supreme Court is considering whether the governor should be obligated to recommend larger education budgets. Derek Cantu has more.
In 2017, the Illinois General Assembly passed a new education funding formula mandating increased school funding year over year for a decade. The law was supposed to get poorer school districts close to adequate funding targets in 2027. But plaintiff attorney Thomas Gagan says that is not enough and faults the governor for not living up to the goals outlined in the funding formula.
The full funding of this evidence-based funding act is a constitutional obligation of the state, and the governor has to accept it as such.
But attorneys for the state say it's not the governor who decides funding, but the legislature. According to the Illinois State Board of Education, in order to reach the 2027 goal, the legislature would need to significantly increase funding each year by nearly $800 million. I'm Derek Cantu.
The ACLU of Illinois says a black member of the Eastern Illinois University men's swim team is ending a lawsuit filed against police officers who mistakenly detained him. According to the group, Jalen Butler asked the court to dismiss his remaining claims after reaching settlements with two of the six officers in the lawsuit. In 2019, while traveling home with teammates from a swim meet, police forced Butler to the ground and handcuffed him during a rest stop in Rock Island County. In an interview last year on the 21st, Butler said he tried to explain himself.
You know, I kept trying to, like, get them to understand that I was on the swim team and that I couldn't have possibly done anything wrong. After I said all that, another officer kind of knelt down beside me and placed his handgun up to my forehead and told me that if I kept moving, he'll blow my head off.
Police had mistaken Butler for a subject they were pursuing and eventually released him without filing charges. The lawsuit named officers from the East Moline and Hampton Police and Rock Island County Sheriff's Departments. The officers have denied Butler's claims. Researchers at the University of Illinois say they've come up with a new and faster test for COVID-19 that's portable and affordable enough to use at home. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
U of I Chemical and Biomolecular Engineering Professor Huimin Zhao led a team that developed iSpot. It uses a new testing method that Zhao says is as accurate as current tests, but simpler and faster. Current COVID tests take hours, but Zhao says iSpot's result comes in less than 30 minutes, and he says anyone could use the handheld iSpot device with just a little training.
No, I think this is for at home, so you can basically carry it and use it anywhere at any time.
Zhao's research was published Tuesday in the journal Nature Communications. iSpot is in the prototype stage, but Zhao believes the devices could be made for less than $80 apiece, with each test costing less than $10. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
The Macon County Health Department is offering a Pfizer vaccination clinic for individuals 12 and up today. Those interested can head to the Health Department building on East Condit Street in Decatur. The clinic will be open from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. and 1:15 to 3:30 p.m. Walk-ins and appointments are available, but all minors must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian. Individuals 18 or older should bring a photo ID or insurance card if possible, and everyone must be able to return June 9th for the second dose. Still to come, as live performances begin to return, we'll learn how some drag performers in central Illinois are continuing to embrace the virtual audiences they built during the pandemic. That story from student reporter Marissa Plesha is next on 217 Today. IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The pandemic has forced many drag performers in central Illinois to change the way they perform, with some of them taking their shows online. But as Marissa Plesha of the WILL Student Newsroom reports, in-person shows are beginning to make a comeback, even as some drag queens and kings say they relish finding new audiences online.
from the greatest showman. Give it up for Holly Cotto!
While wearing rainbow-colored makeup, colorful scarves, and black garbage bags made into an ankle-length dress, local drag king and male impersonator Javi Cotto lip-syncs to This Is Me from The Greatest Showman. It's one of the few in-person drag shows he's performed at since the start of the pandemic. This time, it was in his hometown of Clinton, the town's first ever drag show. While there are still some in-person shows, Central Illinois performers are getting creative when it comes to showing off their talents. Many of them are switching to virtual performances on platforms like TikTok, Facebook Live, and Twitch. But Javi Cotto says he enjoys the virtual platform because he can perform just about anywhere.
JCPenney, like, dressing room, let me just throw on an outfit. Just do a quick little number in the dressing room. Or, like, chilling in the Walmart parking lot, just like waiting for someone. Next thing you know, I'm just like, oh yeah, let me do a quick number here.
Seduction Carrington is a drag queen in Central Illinois who's been performing for about 26 years. She also occasionally MCs shows, like the one in Clinton.
And if you're free to make some noise, that's what we like to see.
She says the pandemic forced many kings and queens, including herself, to become virtual performers.
Because the virtual is not me. I am all about my people, and that's kind of how I built my persona. But again, with coronavirus, it kind of forced me to be a virtual performer at times.
Carrington says the pandemic also poses challenges financially for some performers, especially the ones who do it full time. Performers don't receive as many tips when there are fewer people in the audience.
What you might normally make at a drag show that is 300 deep, and now you can only do 150 at 50% capacity. So your intake may definitely fluctuate.
But COVID allowed performers to pick up new skills too. Spank Knightley is a drag king based in Urbana who switched entirely to virtual performances during the pandemic. He's using green screens to show off his vaudevillian style. This includes one performance where his head floats off into space while he's lip-syncing to an eerie rendition of Rocket Man.
I'm a Rocket Man. Rocket Man.
Although he misses in-person shows, he says the virtual platform has many benefits. It's more accessible for people with mobility issues, and it allows him to add several video and light effects.
As far as virtual shows go, I do feel like I am able to tell my story a little clearer.
He's also gained fans from all over the U.S. Some of those fans even send him fan art, like Jackie Linya, a graphic designer and artist based in Washington State. Linya came across some of Spank Knightley's videos on TikTok and has been a fan ever since.
I feel like he really embodies like an old school cartoony vibe. Like when I see Spank Knightley, I can kind of imagine him in like those like old Mickey Mouse cartoons.
As for Javi Cotto, he says he will continue performing virtually even after the pandemic is over.
The whole world is my stage now and I can do whatever I want. No one can stop me. You know, you see a lot of Javi Cotto out there.
I'm Marissa Plesha, Illinois Newsroom.
You can find photos, video, and more about these performers at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have mostly cloudy skies today with a chance of showers and a high of 79 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Derek Cantu, Jim Meadows, and Marissa Plesha. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Mulmain. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.